CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Friday, January 26, the International Court of Justice delivered its first ruling on South Africa's genocide case against Israel. The court ordered Israel to implement 6 out of the 9 emergency measures requested by South Africa in relation to its relentless attacks on Palestinians in Gaza. Those measures are designed to prevent the killing and harming of Palestinians, the deliberate creation of living conditions that would lead to their annihilation, operations destined to halt births within the population, as well as ensuring their access to humanitarian aid. No calls for a ceasefire were made, and the judges did not address the underlying issue whether Israel is committing a genocide or not, despite the court's president having concluded in its ruling that South Africa's claims against Israel were plausible. Orders from South Africa that haven't been issued nor addressed by the court entail suspending and de-escalating military operations in and against Gaza, punishing those who participated in the genocide, as well as refraining from committing acts that would complicate and extend the duration of the case. As members of the United Nations, South Africa and Israel are both compelled to abide by the court's ruling and cannot appeal a decision. That being said, the ICJ does not have the means to enforce its orders on Israel. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that the case is not only false, but outrageous, and swore to continue the attacks on Gaza. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau refused to clarify Canada's stance on South Africa's genocide case against Israel. Israel is required to submit a report that shows that they have taken all the emergency measures they have been ordered to take by February 26. This Wednesday, the United Nations Security Council is set to meet to discuss the ICJ's ruling. As of today, the Ministry of Health in Gaza reported more than 26,000 Palestinians killed, 70% of them being women and children. It is currently Muslim Awareness Week in Quebec, and there are a number of events designed to combat Islamophobia across Montreal. Katie Brady has more.
Citizens have rights and duties, and as Canadian Muslims, we also have duties.
The 6th annual Muslim Awareness Week launched this Thursday at City Hall in Montreal. Commemorating the 6 lives lost and 19 injured, Muslim Awareness Week is a week of solidarity and exchange with a wide variety of activities. Salam Al Musawi is one of the co-founders. He told CJLO a bit about how the commemorative events promote inclusivity and build community.
Shed some light on Muslims, their contributions, challenges, and concerns in Quebec, and also to offer a space within from these diverse and rich activities, offer some space for dialogue between Muslim Quebecers and their brothers and sisters in humanity. Dialogue with mutual respect, of course.
Al Musawi says the volunteers behind Muslim Awareness Week are ambitious in their vision for the future of the week-long event. They hope to expand beyond major cities and have events to mark the mosque attack and promote dialogue in more rural areas. Al Musawi notes that Islamophobia is still on the rise since the 2017 mosque attack. He says these commemorations can bring a sense of belonging and security to many in the Muslim community.
See the governments, the different levels of governments on top of the ordinary citizens getting involved in such initiatives, they feel they belong to these areas. They feel a little bit out of the exclusivity that's being portrayed.
You can view the complete calendar of events ahead of the vigils at McGill and Park Metro on the 29th on the web at ssm-maw.com. For the full interview with Salam Al Musawi, find CJLO's weekly news roundup on Spotify or head to frequencynews.ca and search for Muslim Awareness Week. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Katie.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. This is Sam. I'm your host for Hitting All the Bases, which is the next hour, every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. in this lovely, miserable weather we're having here in Montreal. It was warming up all week until it was like, oh, hey girl, Tuesday's come around and you have to take the shuttle bus. at night, and then the weather was like, oh my god, let's be really cold today. So I'm loving life over here. I'm wearing my Uggs, so I'm feeling good. Kind of wish I'd put something on under my sweatpants, like leggings or something, because it's kind of windy. So if you're going outside, it's colder than it says it is. Just so you know. Anyways, what are we listening to today, guys? Can anybody answer my question? No, because nobody's in the studio with me. It's just me. But anyways, today we have a variety of... my mouse is moving things by itself. We have a variety of indie folk, indie rock music, from Americans, from Canadians, from British people, from lots of different people. It's going to be fun. It's going to be chill to match this kind of dreary weather, because that is how I feel. Slow, sleepy, dreary, cold. Groundhog Day is supposedly on Friday or something. But, like, let's be real. No matter what the groundhog sees, winter's not ending anytime soon. But it's fine. Anyways, I've talked enough, I think. The first three songs that we are going to listen to today. Ooh, my back hurts. I went to the gym today. Okay. The first three songs that we are listening to today are... For the First Time by Mac DeMarco. All I Wanted by Paramore. And OMG from the lovely Miss Suki Waterhouse herself, who is pregnant with Robert Pattinson's baby. And they are slaying. And it is great. And I can't wait. It's like every single Twilight thing ever has come true. Except it's not Kristen Stewart, because I'm pretty sure she's in a lovely relationship with her girlfriend. But it's Suki Waterhouse, so it's totally fine. Very excited for that. But anyways, let's get into the music.
While she's been away, living day to day, it's been tough. Found her at my side, simply being alive, it's been rough. No, she won't be gone forever. Times I find it feels that way. And I'm not trying to forget her, just understand how I'll be feeling on that day. It's just like seeing her for the first time. Seeing her for the first time again. The time she's not around, somewhere out of town, it's been hard. Somehow this old heart found time to work it out this far. No, I know she's coming home soon. There are times I find it hard to feel that way. It's not inside me to forget her, just understand how I be feeling. Just like seeing her for the first time again. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. It's just like seeing her first time again. Just like seeing her for the first time again.
Think of me when you're out there. I'll beg you nice for money. When the world treats you way too fairly, well, it's a shame I'm a dream.
Use your name, but I'm craving. Presented by SiriusXM, Quebec City's craziest alt festival, The Fuck Off, is back for its 10th consecutive year. From February 9th to the 17th, Quebec City will come alive with shows and showcases featuring emerging music of all genres. Get your ticket and come discover amazing artists like Teke Teke, Get the Shot, Solipsism, C'est Nicole, Population 2, Totalement Sublime, Virginie B, and more. The Fuck Off is the festival that heats up your February. Visit phoqueoff.com for more information.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band.
Good evening. Welcome back, everybody. As always, you're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases, and I'm your lovely host, Sam. I'm just amazing. I'm just a wonderful person. Anyways. Enough about me. I'll be modest. Let's run through the first three songs that we listened to. So we started off with For the First Time by Mac DeMarco. This was released in 2017 off of his album called This Old Dog. Now, I did not know this, and maybe you knew this, and I'm just oblivious, but Mac DeMarco is a Canadian singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist and producer, but I didn't know he was Canadian. I always thought he was American because, like, I don't know, I just didn't know that he was Canadian. So that was a fun fact of the day. And then we listened to All I Wanna by Paramore, which was released in 2009 from their album Brand New Eyes. Paramore is an American rock band, which I'm pretty sure they're still on tour, or they were this past summer. Yeah. And then we had OMG by the lovely Miss Suki Waterhouse. Now, this was a single that was released January 11th of this month, which makes it new. Fresh off Not a Boat, freshly released. Suki Waterhouse is an English actress and singer and songwriter, and the most recent thing that she was in before she got pregnant was Daisy Jones and the Six. She plays Karen Sue, I believe, the pianist, in that show, and she's great. And yeah, she's been slaying on all the award ceremony red carpets. She looks great. I'm here for it. Love her. Anyways, the next three songs that we are going to listen to, we've got Lawn Chairs by European Sons, I Think I Like When It Rains by Willis, and My Moon, My Man by Feast. So let's get you guys going with Lawn Chairs by European Sons.
counted all the holes in your wall. Those years of method acting, and you're still feeling small. I heard you say you climb the highest of peaks, so I'll try to put some distance between your shoes and my feet. Couldn't think of what to say. And all
say, and all that I can do is stop and think about the days when all we used to dream about was meeting at a school, and we would go on home and start right back again.
We'll be right back.
All right, let's run through what we just listened to. So we started off with, what did we start off with? We started off with, we started off with Lawn Chairs by the European Sons. This was released as a single in 2023. European Sons is a local Montreal musician and Concordia student. I Think I Like When It Rains by Willis, which was our second song, was released in 2017. From their album entitled Locals 2, Willis is an indie band out of Nashville, Tennessee. And then we had My Man, My Moon by Feast. This is the first single off of Feast's 2007 album called The Reminder. Feast is a Canadian singer and songwriter. Up next, we have got Hard Road by Sam Roberts Band, Don't Get Your Back Up by Sarah Harmer, and Your Rocky Spine by Great Lakes Swimmers. So let's get you guys going with Hard Road by Sam Roberts Band. Yeah.
Something of this, why wouldn't I? You say I close a blind eye, that I don't put up the time, but what you see is goodbye, I don't see as a crime. I'm tired of the blame being put on my head. You're breathing fire, but you're not bringing back what.
Trails.
let's get into what we just listened to. So we started off with Hard Road by Sam Roberts Band. This was released in 2003 off their album We Were Born in a Flame. Sam Roberts is a Canadian singer-songwriter. There is no information about Sam Roberts Band. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's just with his musicians that he always works with. I don't know. But all I know is that Sam Roberts is a Canadian singer-songwriter musician. Then we had Don't Get Your Back Up by Sarah Harmer. This was released in 2000 off of Sarah Harmer's album You Were Here. Harmer is a Canadian singer-songwriter and environmental activist. We love a little bit of environmental activism. And then we finished that up with Your Rocky Spine by Great Lakes Swimmers. This was released in 2007 off of the album Onigara from the Great Lakes Swimmers. They're a Canadian folk rock band from Waynefleet, Ontario, but they currently are based in Toronto, Ontario. Up next, we have an ad and a show promo, and then the last three, maybe two, we'll see, time depending, two or three songs for the evening. For sure, we're going to listen to Grow Into Love by Half Moon Run, and definitely we'll be listening to Ocean Pearl by 5440, but I'm not sure about the last song, so I'll leave that one unknown so that you'll be surprised. But anyways, let's get you guys going with Grow Into Love by Half Moon Run. Oh, I lied. We're starting with the ad sync, right? That's right, Sam. Pay attention to what you're doing. Hello. Play. Okay, the media player's not responding. I lied. We're going back to the song. So sorry, everybody.
Are you a student interested in giving yoga a try? For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard, and for more information, you can go to modayogamontreal.com.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, Gospel Unlimited.
Yes, I know what it means to have 6 years behind us and waiting. Not but a shadow remains. Well, you took what was left worth taking. This has only begun. I do not know if I could just grow into love with you. If you could grow too. Instead, I'm at peace with staying. How we both come and go as we please. Well, I guess that's the
was there that my thoughts turned to you. Way laid by the light that was dying, and was back by the wails of a siren. To love with you.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. We're live from Montreal. And let's run through these last two songs before I share some important information with you. All right, we started off with Growing to Love by Half Moon Run. This was released in 2020 off of their album Seasons of Change. Half Moon Run is a Canadian indie rock band based in Montreal. And then we had Ocean Pearl by 5440. This was released in 1994 off of their album Smiling But a Cabaret. And 5440 is a Canadian rock band from BC. Now let's get into some of the information. As some of you know, if you are Concordia or McGill students, a bunch of student associations have voted to go on strike and start picketing from tomorrow to Friday in protest to the tuition hikes and ultimately classes, budgets, funding, all kinds of cuts that will be happening. I'm going to speed through some of the student associations from McGill and Concordia that have voted to go on strike. Religious Studies Undergraduate Society is on strike. The McGill Student Association of Sustainability Science and Society is on strike, but within mugs. McGill Undergraduate Geography Society is on strike. And yeah, that is it. Who's voted for McGill? There's a bunch of other people who are engaging and haven't voted. And then in Concordia, the Fine Arts Student Alliance is on strike. The School of Community and Public Affairs Student Association on strike. Geography Undergraduate Student Society on strike. Urban Planning Association on strike. Geography Graduate Student Association on strike. Concordia Undergraduate Biochemistry, Chemistry, and Physics Society is on strike. Science College Student Association on strike. Women's and Sexuality Studies Student Association on strike. Concordia's Association for Students in English on strike. Students of History at Concordia on strike. Sociology and Anthropology Student Association on strike. Communication Studies Student Association Guild on strike. Political Science Student Association on strike. And everyone else is... Communication students aren't participating. Undergraduate Student Association Translation not participating. Biology is not participating. The Philosophy Association is assessing the feasibility. Economics student didn't meet the quorum. And Applied Human Sciences Student Association is planning a general meeting. And the Concordia Software Engineering, Computer Science, and Computer Engineering has called the GA. All right. As well, there is... Let me go back here. Get me back to this. No, I want to go to the link. Okay. I'm going to get you guys a schedule for what is happening. Okay. Schedule. Where is the schedule? Also, if you're Fine Arts, which is the largest student association striking, a lot of teachers have canceled classes or stated that you will not be penalized. If you are, however, penalized for participating in the picketing and the strike, you can actually contact the Concordia Student Union advocacy team. If your student association voted to strike and your teacher penalizes you for striking and picketing, you can vote. You can contact the advocacy center at the CSU and they will help you get that sorted out because you have a right to do it. And there's a schedule. I know that I've seen a schedule, but why can I not find the schedule? All right, so it's a strike, not a walkout, which means you're not attending classes and then leaving. You're just not supposed to show up at all. Picketing is discouraged by university admin, but it is a valid form of upholding a democratically voted student strike. It'll be a 3-day strike to mobilize against tuition hikes. Strikes are not just student missing classes, but it disrupts the flow of economic activities. only classes in the fine arts are going to be picketed, I believe. There are picketing classes, or you can go to the CSU lounge on the 7th floor. There's all kinds of things going on. You can participate by heading to FASA Mob's Instagram. There's a bunch of other, I know ASFA's Instagram has information on it as well. And if you are picketing and you've signed up to picket, you head to the EV Junction, the 2nd floor of the EV building, and somebody will be there to answer your questions and assign your location. And what else? I feel like there's more. There was a schedule. Also, if you go to FASA's Instagram, there's the picketing volunteer information things. There was a schedule. I know I'm not going crazy, but there was a bunch of things going on earlier in the week, and then there's obviously the picketing stuff happening for the remainder of the 3 days. If your classes fall outside of those student faculties who have voted to strike, there's a high likelihood that your prof is not going to cancel class, but you don't have to attend if you're part of the faculty that has voted to strike. And yeah, that's kind of it. Tuition hikes are bad. They're going to get rid of classes, especially in the fine arts department and smaller departments. So use the democratic vote that your student association has voted for and strike and picket. We are a lot scarier in a group, and eventually they will listen. That is all for me, and I will catch you guys.